It is the 6th day of February, and believe it or not, it's time for you to get the nominations in for the Best of Lorain County. And joining us to talk about the event and the issue that's featured in Pulse Lorain County's magazine is Mary Beth Lee of Pulse. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So it's our time to now start thinking what the Best of Lorain County is, right?
It is, and what a great time to do it in February when you're probably eating out and you're visiting all these establishments and you're signing up for some of your walks and 5Ks coming up in the spring, summer months. So, yeah, everyone should really rally behind some of their favorites.
And how do you go about nominating somebody, and what are the categories? What's the process for this?
Well, the great thing is we have over 65 categories that we feature for our Best of Lorain County. And those are put together by the editors of the magazine and really reflect the community, where we go, where we shop, what we support. So if you visit the magazine's website at pulselorainmag.com, you can click on a button on the right-hand side of the front page, and it will take you right into the electronic ballot. And it's important for your listeners to keep in mind that it's a blank slate. So we're not telling you who won last year or who the most popular finalists are every year. It's really your chance every year to start over and put in your favorites. So it's a very honest way of nominating.
Do you simply vote once then off this electronic ballot?
Right. So you just type in your favorite per category. So it will just lead you through the nomination process. You can only type in one, and at the end, it's complete. So it's a very easy way to just work your way through.
So what do you do then once you have all of that information?
So this will go on through March 1st. So that's another important thing, that all month long, the listeners can go to the website and cast a ballot one time. And after this closes on March 1st, they will tally up all of these favorites and invite the top three per category to attend the event on July 12th. And we can't feature everyone, although that would be a wonderful thing to do. But we do feature over 65 of the finalists at the event. And we host that event at the Spitzer Conference Center and the Norton Culinary Arts Center over at Lorain Community College. And that's where they're still finalists at that point. So the listeners are able to purchase their tickets to this big party and do the final voting. So right now is the finalist portion of this. At the event, we're voting for the final winner.
I'm looking at the list right now. I followed your easy-to-follow instructions about going to PulseLorainMag.com, and then clicked on the right-hand side. Then I see the Best of the Ballot. Now, should I be filling out everything that's on here? I'm trying to think about my, because one of them says for food, it says burritos. Where's the best place to get burritos? Greg, you got to think about this for a while.
I know.
I know my right. Donut and ice cream place. I know those for sure.
So you really have to, it just depends on the day, right? So even when it comes to a burger, your hamburger, your favorite burger today may be a little different next week. So you really have to just choose one, but you do not have to fill out the complete ballot. You may not have a dog, so finding a place to walk your dog may not apply to you, but filling out at least half of the ballot will ensure that your ballot gets counted. So do your best to at least fill out half, and then it can really go toward your favorite.
And it also kind of shows how the ballot spans ages. You know, there's certain times in your life when you need, you know, daycare or a place like that or some other time like that. But in other times in your life, maybe not, but there's other services that. So this is why the Best of Lorain County kind of goes through a broad spectrum of places and things.
They do. I think the editors, again, it all comes back to the editors who write Pulse magazine. It really should reflect the community's beat. You know, no matter what age, no matter, you know, what your liking is, there's enough categories to represent how we live in Lorain County.
And again, the big event then comes back when in July, right?
Right, July 12th. Tickets will go on sale sometime in April, and they'll be on sale all through leading up to the event. And then, of course, tickets are always available at the door. But it is a pretty crowded event. It's very popular, one of the most fun events that we put on, and very well supported. Lorain County really has gotten behind this event and its local organizations and businesses. And remember, there are no chains that are invited. Best Pizza cannot be a chain pizza. It's all local. It's all, you know, local businesses, local owners, your neighbors, your friends, you know, really supporting behind everyone that, you know, that lives and works in Lorain County.
And to that point, Mary Beth, we've had a great time broadcasting from the event for the past couple of years, and it's a great opportunity for people to come in and learn more about those homegrown businesses in the county.
That's right. Even, you know, some of the festivals, Lorain County is known for some awesome festivals that go on, especially during the summer months. And it really is. It's not only a very tasty event because, of course, the restaurants show up big with some wonderful eats, but it's also a great way to meet the owners of these establishments or some of the board members that are nominated who are behind some terrific nonprofits. It really is a terrific event to spend a couple hours with your neighbors, your friends, meet up after work. It really, you'll have a good time. We assure that.
And if people wondered when they see maybe even a sticker, because sometimes businesses, I think, get a decal, or at least they get to use the bragging rights if they become the best of Lorain County with the Pulse magazine. They wonder, where did this come from? This is the month then where all the nominations start. So we encourage people to go to PulseLorainMag.com and vote for your favorite here in Lorain County. Mary Beth Lee, we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you for having me. I love it.
Getting people ready and starting to do some voting for the best of Lorain County.